天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那尼西米系列的重建废墟转忧为喜快要接近尾声了，小环相信大家一定从中受益颇多，尤其是像尼西米一样面对困难的时候应当如何应对。那今天麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习尼西米另外其他什么特质呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
很感谢你收听我们的节目。
It is our desire that you are being blessed through this series of messages.
我们衷心盼望你透过这一系列的信息能蒙福。
And I look forward to hearing from you.
我也期待收到你的来信。
Whether through the internet or through the mail.
你可以邮寄来，也可以使用电子邮件。
But if you are joining us for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听，
We are nearing the end of a series of messages on the book of Nehemiah.
我们讲尼希米记的系列信息已经要接近尾声了。
Nehemiah was the cupbearer of the king of Persia.
尼希米原是波斯国王的酒政。
But he obeyed the call of the Lord upon his life.
但他顺从神对他生命的呼召。
He went back to Jerusalem and supervised the rebuilding of the broken wall and the restoration of the temple.
他回到耶路撒冷，监督重建城墙和圣殿的工程。
Although he met great resistance,
虽然他遭遇极大的阻力，
he kept his eyes on God's vision.
但他定睛在神给他的意象上。
He kept his strength in God's power.
他靠着神的大能支取力量。
Although the building project suffered from financial problems,
建筑工程虽然遭遇财务上的困难，
Nehemiah kept his reliance on God's provision.
尼希米完全依赖神的供应。
And as a result of God's faithfulness, the wall was built only in 52 days.
于是因着神的信实，城墙竟然在52天后完工。
Today, Nehemiah will teach us the secret of revival and renewal among God's people.
今天，尼希米要教导我们神的子民如何复兴的秘诀。
For revival and renewal, God's people must gather together.
要复兴与更新，神的子民必须聚集在一起。
They must be willing to listen to the word of God and obey it.
他们必须乐意听从神的话并遵守。
Nehemiah had finished the building of the wall and the gates to the temple.
尼希米已经完成了城墙的建造和圣殿大门的安装。
From all appearances, things went well in spite of the opposition and the difficulties.
从外表来看，虽然经历艰难和反对，大功总算告成了。
That was on the outside and the exterior appearances.
但这只是外在的现象。
But Nehemiah knew deep down that the core of the problem was spiritual.
然而尼希米心里明白，问题的根子是属灵方面的。
He knew that, A perfect wall and a beautiful temple could never fill the spiritual vacuum.
他知道完整的城墙和美丽的圣殿不能填满属灵的空虚。
But he only saw the building project as a means to an end.
建筑有形的工程只是其中的一个步骤而已。
It is merely a tool and an instrument.
是一种媒介，一种工具。
What really mattered to Nehemiah was the personal revival.
尼希米真正关注的是个人的复兴。
Revival that he knew in his heart would take place after the building was finished.
他心里明白，当建筑工程完成后，就会带来灵性上的复兴。
What really mattered was the corporate revival that he saw with the eyes of faith.
从他信心的眼光看见，真正重要的是整个民族的复兴。
He saw the building only as a means to serving God's purpose.
他看见重建工程只不过是神完成他计划的途径。
And that is why he said in Nehemiah 8:10,
因此尼希米记第八章十节说
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Do you want a blueprint for joy in your life?
你想要得到生命的喜乐的蓝图吗？
Do you want a formula for renewal and growth?
你想要得到复兴和成长的方程式吗？
Do you want to understand what it is that makes some Christians contented and confident?
你想要理解到底是什么使得基督徒满足而有信心吗？
It is the joy of the Lord.
就是从神而来的喜乐。
Nehemiah teaches us some lessons regarding renewal and revival.
尼希米教导我们有关更新和复兴的功课。
And you will find these in chapters 7 and 8 of the book of Nehemiah.
你可以从尼希米记第七、第八章里看见。
I hope that you have already turned your Bibles to chapters 7 and 8 of the book of Nehemiah.
希望你已经翻开圣经，尼希米记第七、第八章。
Here is a summary of the formula for revival.
这就是属灵复兴的方程式的要点。
Number one,
第一
assemble together with other believers.
和其他的基督徒聚集在一起。
Second,
第二
affirm the authority of the Word of God.
确认神话语的权威。
Thirdly,
第三
Adore the God of grace.
颂扬神的恩惠。
Fourthly,
第四
Honor God by surrendering all to Him.
向神完全降服，尊崇神。
First, we're going to look at the assembling together with other believers.
首先，让我们来看信徒聚集这一方面。
In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 1 it says,
尼希米记第八章第一节说
All of the people gathered as one man at the water gate.
那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前。
Of course you can worship the Lord alone just about anywhere you want.
当然你可以在任何地方单独敬拜神。
But it is not the same as getting together with other believers.
但和其他基督徒一起聚会是不一样的。
Because there is something miraculous that happens when God's people gather together.
因为当神的子民聚集在一起时，有些很奇妙的事会发生。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
When two or three are gathered together, I will be there in their midst.
无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
When two or three of you agree on something, God will answer that prayer.
若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
And that is why Hebrews 10:25 says,
这也就是为什么希伯来书第十章二十五节说
Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together.
你们不可停止聚会。
Some of you listening today can testify to the fact that when you absent yourself from the congregation of God's people,
即使在今天，必定有人会做见证说，当你离开神子民的聚会，
your heart starts to grow cold.
你的心就会冷淡下来。
There is something precious about being together with committed believers to hear the word of God.
能和其他基督徒相聚聆听神的话是非常可贵的。
So what was the purpose of gathering together at the Watergate?
那么神的百姓聚集在水门前有什么目的呢？
They were assembled to hear the word of God.
他们聚集在那里聆听神的话。
Ezra brought the book of the law and began to read it.
以斯拉把律法书带来，读给他们听。
For any revival to take place in your life or in the life of any church,
在你的生命或教会中要灵性复兴。
It must begin with hunger and thirst for the word of God.
必须对神的话抱着饥渴的态度。
Until assemblies proclaim, teach, and obey the word of God,
除非全会众都宣读、教导并顺服神的话。
They will never experience personal and corporate revival.
就不可能经历到个人和全体的复兴。
And that is what we see happening with Nehemiah.
尼希米当年就是这样。
The second part of revival and renewal is the affirmation of the word of God.
要得到更新和复兴的第二点，就是确认神话语的权威。
The Bible is not merely a good book or an interesting book.
圣经不仅是本好书或有趣的书。
The Bible is not merely an inspiring book.
圣经也不仅是一本很有启发性的书。
But the Bible is the authoritative word of God.
圣经却是神满有权柄的话语。
And Ezra did not only preach the word of God.
以斯拉不仅讲解神的话。
But he related it to them.
他更让神的话和百姓息息相关。
Listen to verse 5.
请看第五节怎么说。以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。
The people standing was in honor to the word of God.
百姓全体肃立，表示他们尊重神的话。
They were so awestruck with reverence to the word of God.
他们敬畏神的话。
And they gave praise and glory to God by shouting, Amen, Amen.
他们颂赞荣耀神，高声喊着阿门，阿门。
They raised their hands up in the air in praise to God for his word.
他们因着神的话举起双手赞美神。
Psalm 138:2 says,
诗篇138篇第二节说，
For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above your name.
因你使你的话显为大，超乎你的名声。
Now, my listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这一点很重要。
God magnified his word above his name.
神彰显他的话语，甚至大过他的名声。
How can that be?
这是怎么回事呢？
A man's name is as good as his word.
人的名声和他说的话同样重要。
God's name, God's character, God's nature are as good as his word.
神的名、神的性情、神的本质都和他的话同样重要。
His name is as good as the word of God itself.
神的名就等于神的话本身。
That is why the Bible is a perfect book.
因此圣经是一本完美的书。
The Bible is not a human book that needs editing or modifying.
圣经不是人写的书，所以不需要修改编辑。
The Bible has a perfect answer to every situation in our lives.
圣经对我们人生中的任何情况都能提出解答。
The Bible is pure and without contradiction.
圣经是纯净的，没有任何矛盾。
God promised to bless the faithful preaching of his word.
神应许要赐福给忠实讲解圣经的人。
Because the ultimate preaching of the word of God is that we might know the God of the word.
因为讲解圣经最终的目的就是让我们认识神就是道。道就是神。
When we learn the word of God,
当我们学习神的话语,
Jesus literally steps out of the pages of the book, as it were.
我们就可以看见耶稣基督活生生地站在我们眼前。
And he transforms our lives.
并改变我们的生命。
For revival and for renewal.
使我们灵命更新得以复兴。
But we must begin with the assembling together around his word.
但首先我们需要在神的话语前聚集。
Affirming the word as God's authority.
肯定神话语的权威。
The third part of revival and renewal is adoration of God.
复兴的第三个要素就是颂扬神。
Look at verse 10.
请看第十节。
This day is a holy day unto the Lord.
今日是我们主的圣日。
The people were broken by the word of God.
百姓因着神的话都谦卑下来。
They had heard the law of God and realized their own sinfulness.
他们听了神的话就看见自己的罪。
They had genuinely and truly repented.
他们诚心诚意地悔改。
And now it is time to adore and celebrate the goodness, mercy, and grace of God.
现在是时候来称颂庆贺神的善良、慈悲和恩惠。
And they shared it with each other and with others.
他们和众人彼此分享。
My listening friends, I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我所要说的。
Genuine sorrow over your sin will always be followed by joy.
真诚的为自己的罪忧伤就会带来喜乐。
You can never experience the true joy of the Lord until you have experienced sorrow over your sin.
除非你经历过为罪忧伤，不然你得不到主里的喜乐。
But be very careful lest the word of God will fall on deaf ears.
但要谨慎，免得你把神的话当耳边风。
Be very careful lest the word of God will fall on hard ground.
要谨慎，免得你对神的话硬心拒绝。
Unless you allow the word of God to penetrate your heart and cause you to truly repent.
除非你让神的话刺透你的心，使你真心悔改。
Only then can you experience the joy that comes from repentance.
唯有如此，你才能经历悔改之后的喜乐。
Jesus said in John 16:24,
耶稣在约翰福音第十六章二十四节那里说，
My word have I spoken to you that your joy might be complete.
如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Do you have the joy of the Lord?
你有主所赐的喜乐吗？
You really cannot explain the joy of the Lord.
主所赐的喜乐难以形容。
You can only experience it.
你必须亲身经历。
When you adore God for His grace,
当你赞扬神的恩惠，
you will experience internal contentment and confidence in His word.
你就会经历到内在的满足，并坚信神的话。
That internal confidence and contentment is not dependent on your outward circumstances.
内在的信心和满足并不是来自外在的环境。
Outward circumstances may try to steal your joy, but they cannot.
外在的环境往往要剥夺你的喜乐，却做不到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is the author of your joy.
因为神才是喜乐的赐予者。
And it comes out of His word.
这喜乐是从神的话语中产生的。
No one or nothing can steal that from you.
任何人或任何事都不能窃取你的喜乐。
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他的美善。
The Lord thy God is a sun and shield.
耶和华神是日头，是盾牌。
Psalm 19:8 says,
诗篇十九篇第八节说，
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
Psalm 119:50 says,
诗篇119篇第五十节说，
Thy word has revived me.
这话将我救活了。
Fourthly and finally, the assembly honored God by surrendering all to him.
第四，也是最后一点，会众全然降服尊崇神。
In verse 9 of chapter 8,
尼希米记第八章第九节，
This day is holy unto the Lord our God.
今日是耶和华你们神的圣日。
In verse 12 of chapter 8,
第八章十二节说，
All the people went their way to eat and drink.
众民都去吃喝。
And finally, in chapter 8, verses 13 to 17,
最后在第八章十三到十七节，
The people did what they were commanded to do.
百姓遵行神的吩咐。
Let's read that passage together.
让我们来看这段经文。次日，众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。他们见律法上写着，耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列人，要在七月节筑棚，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告，说，你们当上山，将橄榄树、野橄榄树、番石榴树、棕树和各样茂密树的枝子取来，照着所写的搭棚。于是百姓出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门的宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。从鲁道之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里，从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。于是众人大大喜乐，从头一天直到末一天，以斯拉每日念神的律法书。众人守节七日，第八日照例有筵宿会。
7 days they lived in booths.
他们住在帐篷里七天。
And on the 8th day there was a sacred assembly.
到了第八天有筵宿会。
They heard, they honored, and they heeded the word of God.
他们仔细地聆听并遵从神的话。
And finally, they were taking action by obeying the word of God.
最后他们以行动顺服神的话。
There was a consecration.
他们奉献。
A sitting aside, surrendering, giving up.
他们坐下委身奉献。
The joy of the Lord and His word now gave them sustenance to go out and serve God and give all to God gladly.
主所赐的喜乐和神的话供应他们充足的力量，乐意奉献服侍神。
But when the joy of the Lord is your strength, you will be like Caleb.
当主所赐的喜乐成为你的力量时，你就会像加勒一样。
At 85, he said, "Give me this mountain."
甚至到了85岁还说，请将那山地给我。
God's joy will give you strength to give up everything.
神的喜乐让你有力量放弃一切。
God's joy will give you strength to surrender everything to Him.
神的喜乐让你有力量把一切都交托给神。
My friend, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你一个问题。
What is it that you want to accomplish in your life?
你的人生想要有什么成就呢？
What do you want the Lord to do for you?
你要神为你做什么呢？
What do you want to do for the Lord?
你愿意为神做什么呢？
Have you considered asking the Lord for one thing?
你曾经考虑到向神求一件事吗？
That the joy of the Lord be your strength?
就是让主的喜乐成为你的力量。
You can do that today.
今天你就可以这么做。
Just pray with me and with Nehemiah.
请跟着我，也跟着尼希米这么样祷告。
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我的力量。
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
谢谢麦克牧师给予我们这四个属灵方面的 formulas， 使我们明白如何与神保持亲密长久的关系，也愿大家都可以来学习并且努力的实践出来。当然这个过程将会十分的辛苦，但若我们愿意顺服和成长，神必定会成就他的美意。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
叫我穿好新鞋给前